On the heels of ABC World and National News at the top of the hour, recent surveys have shown that only 14% of Americans put quite a bit of trust in the news media these days.
Ouch.
14%.
Yikes.
And knowing that, now along comes the KONP Friday show to further demolish the credibility of KONP Radio.
Oh, Stan.
But we should be able to do better than 4. We should be able to do at least 15, 16%.
I was thinking maybe 20.
Maybe 20.
Okay. That's fair.
As radios click off all across the North Olympic Peninsula, Stan Komal and the styling Stephanie Ray. Here to help you move your token a little bit closer to a weekend, the first November weekend. And it's going to be kind of a nice one, and we'll tell you what's going on. Stephanie is also our famous Fridayologist. I just made up that word.
I like it. Good job, Stan.
A Fridayologist. She knows everything about the weekend at hand.
So. Wow, Fridayologist.
Our humble and silly 60 Minutes is sponsored by Coke Pelly Grill, downtown Port Angeles. The best meal, far and wide. The best meal at Coke Pelly Grill. We'll hear from them a little bit later on in the program. I trust that you and Steph Jr. had a good time yesterday.
Oh, we had a great time. I was very impressed with my daughter this year. She was so well behaved. I think she's getting out of that little, you know, throwing fit kid stage that always, you know, something always ensues on Halloween that ends up in a little blow up with her, you know.
Well, did you
something
make her
fit right?
Did you make her hold off on the sugar until?
No, I filled her up and then sent her with her dad.
Good idea. We got to see the grandkids, some of them last night, looking adorable in their costumes. But they had ingested a lot of sugar before they got to our place, so they were wired for action.
Did your daughter drop them off there?
No, they just came by to hit us up for some candy and cash. And
so it wasn't intentional, the sugar.
No, it's just part of the
Got
festivities
it.
Of the day. From what I understand, the kids in Port Angeles anyway only had a half day of school all week.
All week, and then none today.
And none today, so they hadn't had the typical full day to kind of drain the energy out of them.
Yeah.
And you couple that with the sugar high, and you know, you get what you get.
Exactly. School district timed that just perfectly with Halloween being the day before no school.
Yeah.
Right?
Very,
right.
Very good strategy.
Exactly.
I was impressed earlier this afternoon. I was impressed with the photos you showed me of your Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have recognized you.
I posted something on Facebook that said exactly that. I got a lot of blank stares when I went downtown trick-or-treating with my daughter yesterday. First time she's ever worn a mask where you can't tell who she is. She was a skeleton, full mask, but I had a skeletal makeup makeover, and I would say hi to people, and I just got the look like, hi,
how
whoever you are.
How long did it take to put that that getup on?
Just about an hour.
Yeah,
that's
say.
And thank you. Props to the little Miss Hayden Weber. My friend's daughter is just 14 years old and a makeup guru.
I would say so.
She's amazing. So thank you to her. But yeah, it was the first time I've ever really done any Halloween makeup, and it was fun because I looked very ugly. And scary.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
No two ways about it.
Yep.
anyway, part of the show, I've got a topic to talk about. But
I'm going to save it?
I'm not sure that I want to.
Uh-oh.
So we'll just leave that off to the side here in case the spirit moves me.
All right.
It's 1:13, temperature at 50 degrees. It's going to be kind of like this right on through the weekend, so. You know, dry, but not overly warm. But then for November, not too bad.
As we move
to the coming attractions part of the program, Stephanie Ray.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of stuff going on and quite a few bazaars. We've come into the holiday bazaars that are starting up in the month of November. But first, I'll talk about something that happens every first Friday in Squim. It's the First Friday Art Walk. And I thought this one was kind of cool because I personally love chocolate. And that is the theme of the First Friday Art Walk, a sweet evening of chocolate in tune with the First Friday Art Walk color theme of brown every month. They have a new color theme. So they're going to be having chocolate offered at Forage Gifts and Northwest Treasures. So Stan, if you need your fill of chocolate, go down to 121 West Washington Street. They have got local flavors from We Do Fudge, Yvonne's Chocolates, Seattle Chocolates, one of my favorites, Harvey's Hot Butter Rum Popcorn and Hot Chocolate. Am I catching your attention now?
I'm a fan.
So anyway, that is happening this evening from 5 to 8, and it happens every First Friday, but this one is special, I think, because chocolate's one of my favorites. So if you're hungry, head on down there tonight. And some of the bazaars that are going on this weekend, if you're ready, I know a ton of people who love to go and get a lot of their holiday gifts at these. The Fall Bazaar and Flea Market is happening from 8 to 2:30 tomorrow at the Port Angeles Senior Center. We love our friends at the Senior Center. In addition to shopping, the coffee lounge will also be open. If you want more information about the Fall Bazaar, you can call Patty Gray at 460-0580. Also, in Squim, the Shipley Center, we love our friends at the Shipley Center. They're hosting their holiday bazaar from 9 to 3 today. You have a little bit of time left today and tomorrow. The bazaar will be held in the center located right there on East Hammond Street off Washington. And they'll have lunch available in the cafe, which is very good, I have to mention. The 11th annual holiday bazaar, sponsored by the Philanthropic Educational Organization chapter. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
It's set for 9 a.m., 1 o'clock Saturday at the Squim Community Church, another Squim event. The event at the church at Fifth Avenue offers an array of gift items, including original handmade crafts, quilted goods, and unique Christmas decorations from local artists. And then they'll have three silent auctions. So it's kind of a big event. Shoppers can also purchase $1 raffle tickets for the annual raffle prize, which is a gingerbread themed gift basket. Do you like gingerbread?
I do.
I love it.
I do like gingerbread.
Well, this is a big basket valued at $175 with all kinds of stuff in it. And the annual bazaar raises funds for the PEO International Scholarships. So that's a good cause event. Also, if you're looking for some music this weekend, at one of the places I am a member, the Eagles, of course, we love our friends at the Eagles. They have got, Black Diamond Junction playing on Saturday at 6 o'clock, $8 cover charge, $15 per couple. And it's also a membership drive kickoff. So if you pay a special $20 membership fee, you get the first year and they'll waive the cover charge.
No cover.
Yes, I am a member and it's a great place to go. Used to go there for like Seahawks games and stuff and hang out and get the discounted drinks.
They don't play there. They play down.
Stan, I know that.
Okay. Just picking on you. By the way, we both have our...
Yes.
Our Seahawks regalia on today.
Well, it's National Jersey Day, I heard.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, I was actually in clothing this morning when I heard Amanda Bacon say it's National Jersey Day. So okay. I changed, fully changed my clothes for you. Because you give me such a hard time about never supporting our Seahawks. So I did. I changed.
No, as far as I'm concerned, it's like any other Friday. Please put on a clean shirt day. That's what my wife tells me.
Okay. Well, it's a Friday thing. I'll try to keep up with it. Also this weekend, another organization we love, the Captain Joseph House, is inviting everyone to Mary Jo's Aprons and American as Apple Pie open house. So tomorrow from 1 to 4, you can go and buy an apron, handmade apron, and enjoy a slice of apple pie and support Gold Star families. Captain Joseph House is located right there, right by Queen of Angels School, 1108 South Oak Street in Port Angeles. They'll have a designer reversible aprons for all ages, $50 for adults, $35 for youth, $35 and $25 for youth, probably depending on the size. And then pie, coffee, or hot cider is complimentary with the purchase of an apron, or $8 without purchase. And this is created by Mary Jo, Captain Joseph's aunt, and also secretary of the Captain Joseph House board. So great event for a great cause. If you want to RSVP, call Betsy at 460-7848. Also, this weekend, there is a lot of home tours going on, I've noticed, where people decorate their homes. It happens kind of through November and December. I think it's pretty cool. Because, you know, when you drive by one of those historic homes, you wonder what it looks like inside. So they're going to have...
I wonder that about a lot of houses. They don't have to
be historic.
Every now and then I'll drive by a house. That's a cool house.
That's a cool house. Wonder what it looks like.
Wonder if they'd let me just come in and look around. By the way, you cannot just come into my house and look around. What a horrifying thought that is.
Even if you've lived there before, do not knock on Stan's door.
Yeah.
Would you like me to announce your address?
And this is the room where Stan never picks up his dirty socks.
Well, anyway, a tour of a home that does not have dirty socks on the floor is happening on the 3rd. That's Sunday, correct?
Sunday, yep.
So it's an opportunity to tour one of Port Angeles's historic homes. I happen to have been there before, spent a couple of days there with friends that stayed. It's located at 834 East 4th Street, right across from the tennis courts, right by Civic Field.
I gotcha.
Owners Kevin and Tamara Elliott are opening their vacation rental for the curious locals to tour the Elliott House, built in 1890. It's a very, very old home.
Really?
And it is absolutely beautiful. The house has seen many renovations, but still maintains the historic Victorian charm of the era, filled with original fixtures and furniture and other antiques. Sir Optimus Jet Set is hosting the self-guided tour on Sunday from 11 to 2. Admission is by donation, so that's a good cause, because Sir Optimus services that goes toward the scholarships to help girls and women succeed. So another great cause if you want to head out and check out a home that you've always wondered about.
There should be a day, a national walk into anybody's house day, where you just are expected. You know, you walk in, and one of the first things I do is go into the kitchen and lift up the toaster.
Stan, why?
Because if you're really a good cleaner,
there would be no crumbs under the toaster.
That's the first place you look. It's kind of like looking under the rug.
Do you want to know what's funny? Under my toaster is spick and span. However, if you dumped my toaster upside down, you would see about 3 years worth of crumbs.
Yeah, well, but that's where they belong, is in the toaster. Anyway.
Anyway, gave you something to do this weekend. A few things anyway. Supposed to be, like you said, kind of decent out. So get out, and before you have to stay in all the time because it's just too darn cold, get out and enjoy the sunshine, even if it is a little chilly. The end.
All right. Yeah, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I gave you a lot. Well, I just talk fast.
Yeah, you did. Maybe we got to the segment a little early or something.
Well, you were going to talk about something, and then you detoured. The mood didn't hit you.
No,
it's all right.
Not. You know what? I was going to ask, have you ever had chicken for breakfast? What is the thing with chicken for breakfast? I've never had.
Like chicken and waffles?
Yeah, chicken and waffles.
I have never had chicken and waffles, but I did
It sounds kind
of
good.
I did have a piece of fried chicken once for breakfast, because that was all that was in the fridge once.
Well, leftover.
When I was a bachelorette.
Time, yeah. But I mean, but have you ever gone into a restaurant, ordered chicken at breakfast time?
Chicken fried steak.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
That's a little different.
The reason I ask is everybody and his dog, all the fast food places, all the restaurants are promoting
chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles for, and it sounds good. I've never tried it, but it sounds good.
So I saw a thing at a festival over the summer, and it was a big waffle cone, right? So it's kind of the general idea. This looked good, honestly, because I like sweet and savory. Big waffle cone with a piece of, like, maybe a breast of chicken fried or whatever, but you know, no bone, like a chicken strip,
right,
with mashed potatoes surrounding it.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Because I'm thinking more about when you have waffles, you also have
syrup. And they want you to put the syrup on the chicken.
I could see syrup and chicken being, well, of course, syrup.
It's sweet and savory.
Syrup and liver would be good.
No.
But I mean, syrup and anything would be good.
Okay.
Syrup in my shoes would be good.
Gross.
But if you had potatoes, then the syrup thing goes out the window.
Yeah, you need gravy with potatoes.
But
I want to try that sometime.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'm definitely down for it.
I know a couple places in town that serve a chicken waffle thing for breakfast. So
is that why you brought it up?
It's out there. No, you did.
Well, the reason I brought it up, I guess, is that McDonald's is apparently kicking around the idea. McDonald's may be climbing aboard the breakfast chicken sandwich bandwagon, according to leaked internal documents reportedly obtained by Business Insider. McDonald's is figuring they're going to add a chicken item to their breakfast menu in January.
Yay.
The outlet is reporting, or I should say the outlet's report did not specifically identify the item that McDonald's plans to debut. Could be either the McChicken McMuffin, Chicken McGriddle, or Chicken Biscuit. Any of those could be the new breakfast item. All three of those items were recently or are currently being tested in select markets.
Chicken McGriddle. I just saw a McGriddle for, I got my boyfriend, I think it's called a McGriddle, but it's got like bacon and egg and cheese and a biscuit, I think. I'm not sure, but I'd never seen one before. I don't know if it's a new thing or what, but well, Chicken McGriddle.
The thing is, everybody, you know, we all hit up fast food. Yes, everybody. Quit shaking your head. Everybody hits up fast food drive-thrus. Mm-hmm.
Just like you did for lunch.
Just like I did for lunch. When you're in a hurry, that's what you do.
Yep.
And now, if it's at the Golden Arches, that'll be more of an opportunity to try chicken and waffles. So anyway, I just wondered if you had tried it because I'm seeing it all over TV.
I want to. I'll report back.
All right. Well, I may beat you to it. It's KONP Friday Show with Stan and Steph.
Hello, this is Claire from RockSource here to let you know of some exciting employment opportunities this week in Clown County. Olympic Springs is hiring a sales rep driver. McKinley Paper Mill is hiring a vibration analyst. For these and other exciting opportunities, contact Patrice Varela-Dalo at 360-457-2128. Let RockSource help you explore employment and training opportunities. RockSource is Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Washington Relay 711.
When 3 o'clock hits, you can either reach for a sugary sweet drink that will give you a little boost and then make you crash hard, or you can reach for Bubbler, a sparkling water, but with a kick. Bubbler is an antioxidant sparkling water that boosts energy and restores balance. With naturally occurring caffeine and vitamins A and B, Bubbler will satisfy your thirst and get you through that end-of-the-day meeting you know could have been resolved in an email.
You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all...
Try Bubbler today. Brought to you by Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
It's getting colder outside, but Coastal's November savings are heating up.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Save $20 on all Ariat rebar outerwear and vests. Plus, get a free Gerber knife when you spend $100 on rebar workwear while supplies last. Men's flannel shirts and shirt jackets are 25% off. All barbecue pellets in stock are buy two, get one free. Free bag of equal or lesser value. Plus, Coastal is partnering with the Salvation Army for a winter coat drive. Drop off any new coat at your nearby Coastal. You'll get 30% off any coat purchased at Coastal for donation. Donate the entire month of November. Not all sale items are available online. Ariat FR not included. Carhartt not included in flannel shirt sale.
Coastal Farm and Ranch. We're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
On the next Coast to Coast AM.
At the crossroads of yesterday and tomorrow, that's Coast to Coast AM. It's a place where I, George Norrie, go every night to talk with people who know of places that may not be on the map or may not be part of our world as we know it. Join me as we take a ride.
Spooky, insightful, and sometimes a little weird. Don't miss Coast to Coast AM every night at 10 from the news station, News Radio 1450, KONP.
KONP Friday Show brought to you by Coke Pelly Grill, side by side with Coyote Barbecue Pub downtown. Stan Como and Stephanie Ray. Football wise, a lot of football, a lot of pigskin action coming your way on KONP tonight. The high school game. I guess it's the Rough Riders' last chance to get a win this season. And tomorrow, tough game for the Huskies. They'll be hosting the ninth-rated Utah squad, and we'll have her for you. Noon pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff. And then on Sunday, the Seahawks hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Same story, 1 o'clock kickoff after a noon pregame. And your high school football team may lose in the state high school football playoffs, but it's a safe bet that your favorite high school football team will not lose 103-0.
What?
That's what happened last night in South Dakota when Pierre, I lived in Pierre.
You did?
Pierre, South Dakota. It's right in the middle of the state capital.
Huh.
The Pierre Governors is the name of their high school team. Anyway, last night, Pierre played Spearfish in the quarterfinals of the South Dakota Class 11 AA playoffs. And Pierre is undefeated, led 75-0 at halftime.
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Yeah, do you think everybody stuck around? Or I suppose it depends on what kind of a night it was.
I think it would just be for the simple fact that it's kind of historical.
75, it was 96-0 after three quarters.
Wow.
Actually, the two teams, Pierre and Spearfish, had played back in October, and Pierre won that game 72-0. According to the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, South Dakota's two largest classes don't have what they call a mercy rule because of lack of support among member teams. So in some places, if the score gets out of hand,
they
like
call
this,
the game.
Well, they have a running clock. And no matter...
It's out.
The clock is just always running.
Mm-hmm.
There's no timeouts, sure. No clock stopping. And they speed things up. But apparently South Dakota, and it's something that the teams vote on, they don't want a mercy rule.
And just keep playing.
I kind of agree with them. You know, if you are a high school football coach and you're down to your second string guys, your third string guys, you got the water boy in playing the quarterback. I mean, you know, you're getting everybody into the game and still the other team can't stop you.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do? Just say pack it up and go home? So I don't have a problem with it. And to me, the team that gets whooped, even though it's a hard thing to experience, you learn from that as well.
Right.
So
I don't know. That's kind of crazy. I would have stayed just to see how far it went.
Good grief. Yeah. You just have to
start
keeping score with a calculator, abacus or something.
And it's probably pretty cold there right now.
103-0. Well, it could be dang chilly. Yeah. In the middle of South Dakota.
Right.
But hopefully that won't happen to your
favorite. It's not happening
team,
here. No. So have you ever gone to any unique lengths to get a job you really wanted before? Anything out of the ordinary? I mean, other than just walking in with an application?
I can't think of a job, a real job, that I ever wanted.
Okay.
That required actual work involved.
Well, there's a Georgia Institute of Technology student who landed an internship with a Fortune 500 company after using sticky notes to communicate with the firm. Sticky notes. I don't know how to say his name. Gursimaran Singh, who studies computer science at Georgia Tech, used sticky notes to spell out "hire me" on a window in his apartment that faces the headquarters of tech company NCR.
These must have been pretty good sized sticky notes.
Yeah, these are the. I mean, you have to use sticky notes and just make big letters. See,
oh,
it gives
my.
You an idea. There, I wish you could see the picture.
Yeah.
The next morning, a friend alerted Singh to a reply in a window in the NCR building that said "email?" Also in sticky notes.
Cool.
Singh said he spent a lot of money on sticky notes to spell out his email address in the window. I never expected them to continue the conversation, but they did, so it was pretty amazing for me, he told CNN. He said he started email correspondence with NCR employees and eventually ended up receiving a summer internship interview offer from the company's vice president of IT. Singh ended up getting the internship through a different route when he participated in the Georgia Tech's annual HackGT hackathon event. His team won the event, and they were offered company internships by NCR, which was one of the hackathon sponsors. But
that's
pretty
it.
Funny to get the job offer and not expecting to, but hire me in sticky notes in
so
a window.
What he did is he took each letter of hire me and he shaped it with sticky notes.
Yes, and you see and from this picture, I wish you could see it. I wish our audience could see that. But see, that's email, ? Across the street.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
It's
funny.
Really good.
Funny.
So he wasn't working. He was looking for this internship.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because otherwise, I'm thinking the job he currently has, he's swiping all their sticky notes
right.
And using them to get the other job that he really wanted.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I actually have kind of gone out of my way to try and get a job once. This was in the big city, and I was very young and stupid, and anyway.
Oh, not going to tell
that story? it was a long time. It was back when we had typewriters.
Oh.
And I remember typing up a letter.
Threatening letter if you don't hire me?
No, typing up a letter talking about how wonderful I am, and
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
Didn't work. I think they got a good laugh out of it. Anyway, more to come on the KONP Friday show after this. Don't run off.
911, what's your emergency?
What if you had to make that call and there was no one to respond? I am Bill Miano, and I'm running for Clallam County Fire District 3 Fire Commissioner. I want to ensure there is always staffing for your emergency. That means spending tax dollars wisely, seeking federal grants, and smart spending. I am endorsed by Clallam County firefighters and a former firefighter paramedic myself. I ask for your vote this election day, and I'm ready to work for you.
Paid for by friends of Bill Miano.
With fall upon us, let's talk power outages. Hi, this is Clallam PUD, and we have a few tips to help you as we enter storm season. Get prepared now by checking your flashlights and purchasing extra batteries. Stock up on non-perishable food and water. Have a plan for any medical devices that require power or medications that need refrigeration. If your power does go out, first check your breakers. If they're okay, then report the outage to us by phone or by using our Smart Hub app on your mobile device. Visit ClallamPUD.net for updates, to view our current outage map, and for tips and resources on outage preparation and safety.
Every day, 911 operators take hundreds of calls. Most are true emergencies like choking victims, cardiac arrests, fires, and motor vehicle collisions. Do you have a desire to serve your community? Then you should consider becoming a paid on-call firefighter EMT with Clallam 2 Fire Rescue. Call us today at 457-2550. Apply online at www.clallamfire2.org or stop by our offices at 1212 East 1st Street in Port Angeles to learn more about this exciting opportunity that can change your life.
Rediscover downtown shopping, downtown shopping, downtown Port Angeles.
This is Drew from Anime Cat in downtown Port Angeles. At Anime Cat, you can buy card games, board games, miniature games, family games, and video games. We're also the largest source for anime and manga on the peninsula. Want to try a new game out? Take a game home from our board game rental library. Visit us for one of our daily events or rent our play space for your own event. Own too much stuff? Anime Cat also buys used games, anime, and manga. Stop in and find your hobby at Anime Cat. We're open 7 days a week, about a half block west of the downtown Port Angeles Fountain. Find us online at animekat.com. animekat.com.
Anime Cat in downtown Port Angeles encourages you to shop local and spend a day with the downtown Port Angeles merchants. We'll see you downtown.
Rediscover downtown shopping, downtown shopping, downtown Port Angeles.
Wall Street reacted favorably to a strong October jobs report. At the close, the Dow was up more than 300 points, also big gains for the NASDAQ and S&P. Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren's unveiled how she'll get the money for her Medicare for All plan. She's calling for a 6% wealth tax on every dollar over a billion.
That puts $11 trillion back in the hands of people all across this country. That will be the biggest wealth boost for middle-class America in decades and decades and decades.
Some of her critics say many Americans don't want to give up private health insurance. Firefighters in California battling wildfires in Ventura County, the Maria Fire, threatening over 2,000 structures.
We are in the middle of a big fight. We are about a week into this, and the end is not yet in sight.
That's Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen. 8,000 people in the county under evacuation. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here is your AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, sunny skies, high 51. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 53. Patchy clouds for tomorrow night, low 40. For Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 52. Areas of low clouds for Sunday night, low 39. Looking ahead to Monday, a bit of sunshine with a high of 52. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden.
We're back again on the Friday show with Stan and Steph. We're going to do...
And our good friend Michael McQuay, Cocopelli Grill, right downtown Port Angeles, the sponsor of the program. Hey, Mike.
S&S.
The chicken waffle thing for breakfast. You're from the South. That's kind of a Southern thing, isn't it?
Well, I'm actually not from the South. I lived in the South for over 20 years. But, yeah, it's kind of a thing. It was never a thing that I particularly got fond of, but... Yeah.
Well, you're going to be preparing our big breakfast with Santa coming up next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, you're getting pancakes, not waffles.
So no chicken and waffles is what you're saying.
Waffles.
You ever had chicken and waffles for breakfast?
I have, yes. Yeah. Like I said, not a huge fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, 86, the chicken and waffles, I guess.
Yeah, you know, chicken at breakfast, and, you know, maybe brunch, but yeah.
Well, my theory is anything with enough syrup is...
There you go. I'm a biscuits and gravy guy.
Oh, so am I, with a little Tabasco.
And
now, a lot of Tabasco.
That is something that you do extremely well.
We're pretty proud of our biscuits and gravy.
Looking forward to it. By the way, speaking of the holidays, have you closed up a bunch more dates for holiday parties?
Literally, for the weekends, all I got is Saturday the 21st. Left, and I got two people looking at it. So lots of Sundays and weekdays, or a few weekdays in December, but the weekends are pretty much done.
And pretty much any size group, you can hack it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll do 600 to 500. So,
well, we're glad that we've got you wired for our little holiday soiree.
And, you know, I'll deliver it again.
Of course.
Thankfully.
We'll be waiting. All right, let's talk about the grub at Cocopelli Grill. Now, as the seasons change, we move, deeper into fall. Does your menu, your wine selection, the seafood and all that sort of thing, that changes too some, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we're in the last, I think we'll get our last fresh halibut delivery on Monday, and that'll be it until, I want to say, to March. I think halibut season opens up again. Okay. But we have lots of other great stuff. We'll have fresh black cod. We'll do fresh king salmon then, as the winter runs go. But possibly we're going to do some fresh steelhead this year.
Mm.
So we still have lots of fresh options, lots of oysters, clams and mussels, that kind of thing.
Plus, you got the best steak on the peninsula.
Yeah, I mean, filet mignon, we got prime New York strip steaks, you bet.
And next door, Coyote Barbecue Pub, I push it as a place to go watch the football games. You want to get out of the house, guys, and go sit and have a beer and eat some wings and watch the Huskies, watch the Seahawks. You got the Coyote, you got like 6 different TV screens.
Yeah, we got 5, and we got 50-cent wings on any ball game,
wow.
And buckets of beer for, I think, $11.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Nice.
All right, well, what's on the stove for tonight?
We have a potato-encrusted fresh halibut with a fennel sauce, which is friggin' amazing.
Yum.
Yeah, with our risotto cakes. We still have fresh local coho salmon with a Dijon butter sauce, and miso black cod, fresh butternut squash risotto, Dungeness crab mushroom and 3 cheese dip as an appetizer is our special right now.
Yum.
So, yeah, we still have a lot going on.
Outstanding. What was the date that you have left on your holiday party? What was that?
Let me pull it back.
21st?
I think I said the 21st.
Okay.
And, yep, that's it. That's the only date in-house. We can do a lot of stuff outside. The 7th is completely booked. The 14th, I'm triple booked. So there's still some other dates that we can do stuff outside as well. But
when it comes to food, he will find a way.
I'll find a way.
Yeah, 457-6040. Call up and book your holiday party with Cocopelli Grill. Either there or at your place, 457-6040. All right, keep rocking it, Michael. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys.
Thanks, Mike.
See you later.
Have a great weekend.
Right downtown, Front and Lincoln, Coyote Barbecue Pub and Cocopelli Grill.
I just sent a text saying, can we please get the potato-encrusted halibut tonight? I had previously sent a text that said, what do you want me to pick up at the grocery store? That's changing, especially since halibut is going away until March.
Nice. I like just calling ahead and putting in my order. I'm talking about Coyote.
Yeah, yeah.
And just scooping it up on the way home.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
By the way, the number at Coyote is 477-4947. And not a fan of chicken and waffles, apparently.
No, he doesn't. He was kind of, you know, he was around it for a while. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try it. I'm going to report back. And you may end up trying it first. So.
Yeah, I may. So, is this the beginning of the end for movie theaters?
Oh, I hope not.
Came across this story. Well, when's the last time you went to the theater?
It's probably been about 8 months ago, honestly. Oh. I only go 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay. And why do you...
Kid movies.
Oh, kid movies.
I have been to one adult movie in the past years.
It was not an adult movie.
No, I did go to an adult. No, not that kind.
Right. just checking. But anyway, tomorrow, Netflix opens the new Scorsese picture, The Irishman.
What?
Yeah.
It's not made for Netflix. It's an actual movie that Netflix got first.
Well, no, but Netflix is
premiering
to have it available.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And it's an epic. It's like over 3 hours long, like 3.5 hours long, they say.
Wow.
They're pushing it, of course, for the Academy Awards.
Wow.
But it's opening in just a handful of theaters.
Oh, gotcha. And on Netflix.
Along with Netflix.
That is kind of sad. But good for us who would like to watch it and not go to the theater.
The Irishman, even in those handful of theaters, The Irishman is going to end its run in 27 days. And this story talks about how in the olden days, The Irishman would have opened eventually in like 3,000 screens. Mm-hmm. It would have been all over the place.
Yep.
Netflix, of course, is a streaming service, couldn't make deals with the theater chains. The chains don't want to take in a movie that would almost immediately be available at home.
Wow.
Of the 50 United States, 27 will get The Irishman at all.
Wow.
Only half the states.
Wow.
And a handful of others, Connecticut, Louisiana, Montana, they'll be showing The Irishman at a theater, only one theater in the whole state.
Jeez.
A few lucky states like New York, California, Florida will have maybe a half dozen sites. So it's not like usually when a big box office movie comes out, it's everywhere.
And
it stays there for
a while.
A couple of months.
Right.
But that is not the case.
They don't like it.
Movie industry is changing big time.
Well, they don't want to waste their screen time with something that they're not going to make any money on.
Right.
I understand that. And they've got people that want to sit at home and watch it on Netflix. I totally get it.
Yeah, and I could see why certain movies you'd want to go see it on the big, big screen.
Sure.
But I've got a big screen.
Yeah.
And I got a pause button.
I love my Netflix.
Yep.
And, I really do.
I got a fridge full of snacks and a restroom right down the right down the hallway there.
That is the only downfall aside from the price to the movie theater is having to get up and go to the bathroom and no pause button. I come back and I got to ask my 8-year-old what happened. She doesn't know how to explain what happened.
Can you imagine if the theater built a new theater and they put a pause button on every armrest? And it would constantly pause it.
It would take you 6 hours to get through a movie.
Pause it. It's 1:45 on the KONP Friday show.
Your bitch comes first at first race.
For some people, their car is their most prized possession. Show you care with a gift certificate for high-quality Union 76 gas and car washes from First Race Car Wash. Gift certificates start at $5. First Race Car Wash at First and Race.
You're a winner. When you've got that first place shine,
ooh, your finish comes first at first place. Seven Cedars Casino is excited to have Banshee back on Saturday, November 2nd in Club 7. The Seattle area classic to contemporary rock four-piece who serve rock and roll as it's meant to be, raw and emotional. Banshee plays all the music you'll love, so stick around and make it a full night of Seven Cedars fun. Make sure you round up your friends and head out for some great music on November 2nd. There is no cover for this 9 o'clock show. For more information, visit sevencedarsresort.com.
It's time for a look of what's happening around our area. Your property taxes are due. The Clallam County Treasurer would like to remind the taxpayers of Clallam County that second half property taxes for 2019 are due by Thursday, October 31st. Please be aware that mail dropped in a U.S. postal mailbox on October 31st may result in a postmark of November 1st and will be considered delinquent. To ensure a timely postmark, have the post office hand stamp your envelope. Friends of CASA Shoe Drive help local foster kids have new shoes. There are 175 plus foster kids in Clallam County, and we want to give each one brand new shoes. New shoes can be dropped off here at our studios on East First Street and also at KSQM in Squim.
Are you good with numbers and good with people? Then consider becoming an IRS-certified tax aid volunteer. Volunteers of all ages and backgrounds are encouraged to join our crew of dedicated tax aid volunteers. The tax aid program is sponsored by AARP and the IRS. You don't need to be an AARP member to volunteer or to receive free tax preparation services. To volunteer, go to aarp.org/taxaid. Or if you have any questions in Port Angeles, contact Susan Fisher at 360-457-1531. The Festival of Tree tickets go on sale this Saturday. Tickets will go on sale from 9 to 11 at the Port Angeles Chamber of Commerce at 121 East Railroad Avenue for the Festival of Trees Teddy Bear Tea, scheduled for Friday, November 29th at 10 a.m. and at noon. Tickets for other events that comprise the festival, the gala, Family Days Breakfast, and Family Days are available online at omhf.org. Tickets can also be purchased by calling 417-7144 or by going to the Foundation office at 1015 Georgiana Street in Port Angeles. If you have an event that you want people to know about, please log on to myclallamcounty.com and submit it on our free events calendar.
In case you missed it, weekend weather, sunny, dry, no mention of any rain, warming up to 50, 51, 52, somewhere in there. Winds should be light, so a nice weekend, I guess, to be outside. Raking leaves or plucking the toilet paper out of your trees.
If no, thank you.
You were unlucky enough to have that happen to you last night. Anyway, closing in on 2 o'clock, ABC, World and National News at 2. And Dave Ramsey then at 2:06.
Hey, Stan, how far do you go typically to conceal your marijuana?
How far do I go to conceal my marijuana? Really, not really an issue.
Okay. Not in Washington, anyway.
I mean, the pot stores are everywhere.
Okay, well, maybe in the past. I don't know. I don't know what lengths you may have gone, or maybe you didn't go to those routes at all. But a team of Australian doctors said that they removed a marijuana-filled balloon from inside the nose of a man who inserted the object into his nostril 18 years earlier. Doctors at Westmead Hospital in Sydney wrote in the British Medical Journal's case reports that the patient, a former prison inmate, recalled his girlfriend had smuggled a small balloon filled with cannabis to him during a visit to the prison 18 years earlier. The man said he inserted the balloon into his right nostril to evade detection. Despite effectively smuggling the package past the prison guards, he then accidentally pushed the package deeper into his nostril and mistakenly believed he had swallowed it.
Why do I suddenly want to sneeze?
Right? Isn't that imagine that, thinking, where did it go?
And then he forgot it was there.
The doctor said the man, now 48 years old, had the balloon in his nose for 18 years before years of sinus infections, nasal obstructions, and related headaches led him to seek medical attention. The team performed a CT scan and discovered a rhinolith, a stone that developed when the balloon was enveloped in calcium salts over time. The rhinolith, if I'm saying it right, was removed, and doctors discovered it contained a balloon filled with decaying plant matter. The man then recalled the cannabis smuggling incident and recounted the object's origins to the doctors.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
This one time in prison, the team said that the case marked the first reported case of prison-acquired marijuana-based rhinolith.
Wow.
The lengths that they go to.
All I know is that things have changed to the point now. I mean, how many pot stores do we have in this town?
Like 12.
15?
Yeah.
And every time you see something new, like they're clearing off land and something's going
on. You wonder if it's going to be a new pot shop.
Building or improving a store, and maybe it's going to be something cool, like a new restaurant or, you know, some nightlife or a new store or something like that. Yeah, it's a new pot store.
You know what's next? pot strip malls with discounted designer pot. And I think, honestly, they should just put them all in one big strip mall, and the people that want to frequent them, they can just go from one to the next.
Yeah, wonderful.
Just put them in one area.
How about this? This reminded me of you because I can see you huffing and puffing during your workout. The power of profanity.
Thanks.
They have research out now that says swearing can improve a workout and help reduce pain.
Oh, heck yeah.
The research comes from Keele University over in England, where they found that people who cursed while squeezing a hand vise were able to squeeze harder and longer. People on bikes who swore while pedaling against resistance had more power and strength than people who used neutral words.
Oh, golly gee, this bike ride sure is hard.
So scream out those bad words while you're on the treadmill or whatever. Researchers say whether it is socially acceptable or not, cursing can actually improve. I can't wait to go to Fitness West and just kind of hang out and listen. Cursing can actually improve fitness and endurance. The power of profanity begins in the brain. Saying a curse word while working out produces a rush of adrenaline that boosts the heart rate and breathing, upping your oxygen intake. The result is improved athletic performance. And here for a quick demonstration is Stephanie Ray.
I can see it. And you know what? This works for me because if you know me well, you know that I'm not always G-rated.
Stan. Not always. Usually.
But I don't notice any more strength. I've been broken for a while now. But back when I was strong, I didn't really notice. Now I know where my strength came from. It was so many of those inappropriate words that came out while I was working out.
Well, the moral of the story for you is this. After a good hard workout, while you're taking that nice soothing hot shower, wash your mouth out with soap.
Your community-minded friends at First Federal bring you the Community Corner, highlighting good things happening right here in our area.
Upholding our commitment to community service is multifaceted for First Federal and its staff. First Federal serves each customer every day with state-of-the-art services, loans, and savings plans. They work to help partnering local businesses grow with attractive services and rewards. Finally, First Federal supports our service organizations, programs for youth, and the betterment of our community for everyone. Working for you, working for our community. First Federal, member FDIC.
As the seasons are changing, the days are getting shorter, and the nights are getting cooler. First Federal announces their Bare Necessities Fall Warm Clothing Drive. Each First Federal branch is collecting warm clothing to be distributed to those in need, kids through adults. We want to help everyone stay warm. Bring your donation of new or gently used coats, jackets, hats, and gloves to any First Federal branch. The Bare Necessities Clothing Drive will continue now through November 1st. At the conclusion of the collection effort, First Federal will present all of the items to local nonprofits to be distributed to those in need. Warm coats, hats, and gloves, the bare necessities when the weather turns cold. Bring your donations to any First Federal branch today.
Community Corner on KONP, presented by First Federal.
Remember the last night you spent in a top-notch hotel? How crisp and clean the sheets were, and the freshness of the bath towels? You wonder why you can't enjoy those comforts at home? Well, you can, with a little help from Olympic Laundry. Let Olympic Laundry clean your bedding. Give yourself a comfortable five-star night's rest every night. Ask about Olympic's clean linen service. Call 457-3315 or stop in at Olympic Laundry on South Lincoln in Port Angeles.
Rediscover downtown shopping, downtown shopping, downtown Port Angeles.
Hey, when you're downtown, remember Coyote Barbecue Pub. Have lunch or dinner. Take a break from shopping. Remember happy hour 3 to 5. Coyote Barbecue Pub invites you to try their incredible ribs, prime brisket, wings, burgers, tacos, burritos, whatever you're hungry for. Order the gigantic baked potato, the mac and cheese, along with 12 cold drafts, wine, and a full bar. Coyote Barbecue Pub is casual, fun, and the food is fantastic. So come on downtown, and when you do, stop into Coyote Barbecue Pub at Front and Lincoln. You'll say it too. Holy smokes, that's darn good barbecue.
Rediscover downtown shopping, downtown shopping, downtown.
back one last time. It's the Friday Show with Stan and Steph.
Well, here's a lady who has gotten herself into an awful lot of trouble, but you got to give her credit for being an entrepreneur. A clerical staffer at a Louisiana medical clinic was arrested after being accused of selling doctor's notes that high school students would use to skip class.
Oh, wow. What an idea.
Yeah, Belinda Fondreau's arrest on a false record charge was announced this week by the Vernon Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana. The case against the 52-year-old woman stemmed from complaints that she was selling medical excuses to students at local high schools.
Wow.
She was charging students $20 a note.
I'm not going to lie. Her name's Belinda. I would have been one of Belinda's best customers in high school.
You think?
You don't know how many. I finally got red flagged.
You think? He said, the sheriff said in the case, it was common knowledge that the notes were available for purchase. $20 a pop. And according to the story, two students received excuses on 14 different occasions.
That's it?
Yeah. No, that's quite a few. That's 2 weeks worth of, more than 2 weeks worth of school.
Oh, yeah. I had those.
$20 for a get-out-of-class-free card, kind of. Anyway, like I say, good capitalism at work.
At its best.
This is the KONP Friday Show, and we'll come back next Friday and rack them up again. It's already November.
It is the first Friday of November. It's freaking me out.
The month of Veterans Day,
mm-hmm.
Month of Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's my favorite holiday.
So, absolutely. So anyway, it's supposed to be a nice weekend, or so they tell us. We offer no guarantees on our weather dartboard forecast here on the Friday Show. So take it with a grain of salt, but take it you will, because it's still a weekend.
Get out and enjoy yourselves. Thanks. Be safe.
Thanks to Michael and the team at Cocapelli Grill and Coyote Barbecue Pub downtown. Go get something to eat, something good. Have a good one, Steph.
Peace out.
Be back next Friday on the KONP Friday Show. The news is next.
Talk for the North Olympic Peninsula. News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM 101.